And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health, your family's health, your neighbor's health, whoever's health has issues. It's important for us not to have health issues. It's actually our birthright to be healthy. Unfortunately, with the powers that be in this country, we don't promote health. We actually promote sickness and treat sickness and lots of TV commercials about sickness and take this medication and you'll get rid of this sickness, but it'll probably give you this sickness. And we just spend a lot of time wasting money and wasting time. And I'd like to put an end to that. So if you have questions, if you have concerns, I please ask you to call me, stop in to see me, come to a free healthcare class, you know, sign up for my free newsletter, purchase any one of my books that will help you take back control of your health. Now, each week, we're on this show and we talk about a particular health topic, and the gentleman who helps me do that, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting in studio with me today. And welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you, Dr. Rick. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about a subject that is near and dear to probably every child in America's heart, and that topic is, of course, the season we're in, Halloween. And, you know, now that we're in the harvest season and everything is coming together for people to roast their turkeys and cook their pumpkin pies and get ready for the season of holidays, you know, we begin that process with the holiday of Halloween. And of course, one of the big issues that comes up with Halloween is the consumption of sugar. And this is really the ultimate sugar holiday for most kids. So there's all the goblins, all the ghouls, all the scary things that happen when our kids come home with those bags of candy. And what do you affectionately call Halloween?
Well, I call Halloween, I coined it several years ago, it's called National Poison Your Child Day.
Now, isn't that kind of extreme?
Well, let's think about it. Sugar, which we all consume, you know, it's just completely refined and processed. It has absolutely no point in our diet. I actually am changing that to completely refined and poisonous. So CRAP is an acronym for completely refined and poisonous, because sugar, in the various forms that we get it in, whether it's artificial or whether it's real, if it's been processed in any way, shape, or form, sugar actually acts as a poison to the body. And so if we're sending all of our kids out into the world dressed up as their favorite alter egos, their favorite superheroes, they want to be a princess, whatever the case happens to be, I'm all for that. It's just that we, as the adults who are supporting that holiday, we need to make better choices in terms of what we're giving these kids so that we're not setting them up for a winter of sickness.
Well, I'm kind of wondering how this, you know, holiday came into being. I mean, it's kind of interesting that it became all about the sugar, but what's the meaning of this whole trick-or-treating holiday?
Well, the trick-or-treating holiday, way back in, I'm trying to remember when this was. I mean, it was basically over 1,000 years ago. At the end of every harvest season, villages would have a celebration, and they would make a big bonfire, which was essentially a hearth fire at the time, and they would come and they would all, you know, give thanks, and they would pray for a prosperous winter and being able to survive the winter, and they would dress up as various animals, and then it became religious. You know, when the Christianity movement moved in, it became about, you know, dressing up as saints and those sorts of things, and it was really a celebration to celebrate the good harvest, and also became, when you pull in some of the other cultures associated with it, it became, you know, celebrating the passing of your loved ones and saying prayers for them and hoping that they're okay. And it's, you know, so it's kind of evolved over the years.
That's right, because, I mean, in Mexico, the following day is the Day of the Dead. So we have All Hallows Eve on Halloween, and then November 1st is typically called Day of the Dead.
Yes.
So what about this jack-o'-lantern that we have with our pumpkins and putting a light inside them and carving a face on them? What's that about?
Well, what it was about was, okay, if you were creating the big, you know, ceremony of praying for a prosperous winter and wanting to survive and hope everybody's safe and no sicknesses or plagues come in, etc., what they would end up doing at the end of the big hearth fire or bonfire, they would take an ember from that hearth fire and they would put it into their carrying container, which would either be a pumpkin or some sort of squash that they would carve out, and in an effort to let light in, they would or let oxygen in, they would poke holes in the side or carve things in the side, and that eventually turned into the jack-o'-lantern, and it would allow them to bring that ember home and put it in their fireplace and continue the fire to burn the whole winter. And so that's what they would use as a tradition to bring back to their house to keep the process going.
Wow, that's so interesting. Now, what about the tradition of trick-or-treating? How did that begin?
Well, that began when, you know, people, they would, the kids would run around and they would knock on people's doors. If we'll be happy to say a prayer for you, we'll be happy to say a prayer for any of the people in your family who are still living or who have passed over or what have you. What was given in response to that as a thank you for that is they would give them little treats. They'd typically give them, you know, currant bread or something along those lines. And it eventually turned into what we do in modern times, which is all the crap candy that we hand out. Mm-hmm. And if you give us a treat, we won't do a trick on you. If you don't give us a treat, then we're going to do some sort of vandalism, mm-hmm. or we're going to say a negative prayer or something along those lines.
Some kind of mischief or something,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is harvest time, so it's really the time when things are really abundant, as you said. You know, you're dealing with the fact that everything is coming together, and it's the preparation for the winter. So it kind of makes sense that the treats might be given like that, because people would have an abundance of them to give out.
Well, we would hope so. Unfortunately, what we give out today, which is why we're going to talk about this a little bit later, some of what we give out today, a majority of what we give out today, what's advertised for us to give out today, and they make it so convenient for us to give it out today, are little packets of chocolate or sugar of some sort, and, you know, know, this is where we start to run into problems.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, trick or treating is, you know, it's a fun activity. It's where I live. It's kind of the major holiday. The neighbors put a great amount of effort into decorating and to making haunted houses, and really, it's a lot of fun, and it's a kind of irreverent look at life and the way, things that scare you. So, don't you think it's a good way to release some of those fears?
Well, yeah. Well, appreciate that fears are not rational, and we all have fears, and yeah, it's an opportunity for us to let go of our fears. And like I said, the celebration, the costumes, I have no issues with that at all. I mean, you know, I do the Renaissance Fair thing in the fall, and you know, it's always fun to go and see that kind of stuff and see what people dress up as and what their costumes are, and you know, the people who dress up as lords and ladies and all of that kind of stuff, or the people that dress up as barbarians. And it's always fun to see how people choose to dress up, and, mm-hmm. and everybody's unique, and that's great, and I don't have any issues with that whatsoever. I think we should all do that. We should probably do that more than once a year rather than just letting it build up for that one time a year.
You know, it's kind of interesting that this holiday that we talk about all these frightful things, and it is rather ironic that sugar is probably got the most frightful effect on our health of anything that we consume.
Well, it does, because as I alluded to earlier, the completely refined and poisonous sugar that we consume into our bodies, it does. It acts like a poison. It acts like a drug. It alters our brain chemistry. It is very addicting. Disrupts our bowel flora. It causes us to crave more sugar. It creates obesity. It creates hormone issues. I mean, there's a whole plethora of health issues that results simply from the consumption of sugar. And when a child is already having difficulty getting the proper resources to support their growth, children need lots of high-quality resources. And what ends up happening is if we sabotage that by giving them lots of sugar, we're setting their immune system up for failure just before the system shuts down for the winter. And how are we supposed to be healthy throughout the winter if our immune system's been turned off?
It sounds like the worst time of year to possibly do this.
It is the worst time of year, and it's how it's evolved. And again, I'm all for the tradition. I'm all for celebrating the fact that we made it through a good growing season. We've had a plethora of harvesting, and it's going to serve us through the winter, and setting our intention on how we as a society are going to get through the winter. That's all good and fine, and celebrating all of that. It's just the what we hand out is where the problem is.
Interesting conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you a lot more about this holiday that you call National Poison Your Child Week.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. For all the latest on improving your health, I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark has given us the topic of Halloween and all the different things we need to be aware of when we go out and celebrate Halloween.
Well, it sounds like the big thing we need to be concerned about is the amount of sugar that, you know, presumably mostly our kids have, but I'm sure a lot of the parents are sitting there and partaking in some of the candy that comes in or some of the candy they give out. And I'd like to get a little more specific about some of the things that you mentioned in our first segment about the kinds of things that happen to you as a result of consuming this amount of sugar. What are these downsides, and what happens to your immune system when you overindulge in sugar?
Well, when you consume sugar, it feeds a component within your digestive system, flora, the microbiome that has good bacteria, but it also has a mold known as candida and a yeast called yeast, essentially. And so the yeast and the candida feed off of sugar. And they, when they get too much sugar in the system, they have a tendency to overgrow and they overpopulate, and they create a lot of gas and bloating and indigestion and potential reflux and those sorts of things. They create leaky gut syndrome, which causes food allergies, which will eventually lead to autoimmune disease and those sorts of things, and doesn't allow for your body to absorb the nutrients the way that it should, which creates slow healing time, poor repair, suppressed immunity. You know, your basal body temperature goes down. And I mean, there's just a litany of health issues that results based on the overconsumption of sugar.
Wow, that's a lot. Now, you mentioned that there's a mold in your body. I mean, most of what I hear about mold is that that's not a good thing, but you're saying it's naturally there?
Well, it's naturally within your digestive system. It's called candida, and it's one of the components that helps make up a healthy bowel system that helps us break down our carbohydrates and breaks them down into smaller units. Hopefully takes a complex carbohydrate and takes it from a polysaccharide and breaks it down to a dye and eventually a monosaccharide so that the body can absorb that and use it for what it's for. But if there's too much yeast and candida in the system, then that's going to consume the sugar as opposed to digest the sugar.
A big difference there. Now, the other thing you talk about is bacteria that is in the gut. And once again, the common knowledge seems to be that bacteria is a bad thing, but not all bacteria is bad, is it?
No, you have lots of bacteria that covers every surface of your body. I don't know if you've noticed in the news recently, they talked about getting rid of antibacterial soap because of the problems that it creates. And it's like, oh, it only took you several years to figure that out, guys. But yeah, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. And the good bacteria help to digest and break our food down so that we can be healthy. And when you have an imbalance in bacteria or when you are subject to foreign bacteria that invades the body, then it creates health issues.
Now, the other thing that, you know, we talked about the mold, we talked about the bacteria, then there's also a fungus that's part of the digestive system as well. Is that also part of this mix?
Well, what's interesting is the fungus actually is the parent of what eventually gets broken down into a mold or to a yeast. And so the fungus is the major classifications, and your homeowner's insurance policy will not cover you for fungal problems, which basically covers all potential mold imbalances. And that's just a savvy way of the insurers to make sure that the coverage that you think you're getting actually doesn't have any coverage, because the policy will say, yeah, we don't cover any fungal imbalances that may affect your home. Well, so the fungus is the parent, and then it breaks down into yeasts and molds, and the type of mold that inhabits the body from a health perspective is a thing called candida.
Huh. How interesting. What happens if your intestines are producing too much mucus? That seems to be a big problem, especially as we come towards the winter.
Absolutely. Congestion, malabsorption, poor healing, and poor immunity, and then you're prone to disease and sickness. So too much mucus is not a good thing. And what causes the mucus is the excess amounts of yeast and candida due to the overconsumption of sugar. And then you can compound that by giving them dairy and cheeses and that kind of stuff. And that's going to create thicker mucus within the body.
Now, I also understand from some of our other shows that one of the issues that can come up as a result of the overconsumption of sugar, or just even maybe consumption of sugar on a regular basis, is that it can actually be part of what actually creates some of the problems with the vascular system. Can you talk a little bit about what goes on there? I mean, that it actually damages your blood vessels.
Well, when you start letting garbage into your bloodstream that doesn't belong because of either the completely refined and poisonous food that you're eating, in terms of how your body processes that and absorbs it into the bloodstream, when things get into the bloodstream that don't belong, when you have too many bad fats, when you have too many sugars, when you have too many artificial preservative type things that get into the bloodstream, what that will do is that will create damage within the lining of the arteries, and the way that the body heals that situation after the inflammatory response is to produce this white, waxy, filmy type substance that people know as cholesterol. The bad cholesterol represents the amount of bad damage you're doing to your body, and the good cholesterol is what keeps cells healthy. And so the body will respond to what it is that you're doing to it by creating substances to help offset whatever plus or minus is going on because of the food that we're consuming.
So does that mean that if you see a high cholesterol, that what they call the bad cholesterol numbers are high, what that indicates is there's a lot of damage happening to the body?
A lot of damage happening to the body, and that's based upon what it is that we're taking into the body, and a great majority of that is the crap food that we're eating, the completely refined and poisonous foods, the dirty air that we breathe, the liquids that we drink that aren't good quality water, not purified water, but, you know, spring water or mineral water or artesian well water. When we take the substances in that aren't those products, okay, that's going to create stress on the body, which is going to lead to inflammation, which is going to lead to damage, which is going to lead to disease.
Now, you mentioned that in addition to the sugar, when you combine that with all the dairy and things, that you're creating this mucus. Are there other types of foods that can create these kind of imbalances in the gut?
Anything that has been processed by man to create a shelf life, to create a long shelf life that everybody's addicted to, all your cookies and all your chips and all your pretzels and all the things that have 100% carbohydrate content. All of those things that we're eating create the imbalances. And so we started talking about Halloween. And so when we send our kids out to go collect all of this candy stuff that we come home and we don't want to deprive them, what do? We allow them to eat it, which trashes their immune system. And then we wonder why they're sick all winter.
And this also could have a relationship to food allergies, can it?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, there's something called leaky gut syndrome. What exactly is that? And how does that turn into something called diverticulitis?
Well, leaky gut is where you have the overgrowth of yeast and candida and not enough good bacteria. So you're not breaking your foods down. And then whole proteins have a tendency to get pushed through and into the bloodstream. And when you get a foreign protein in your blood, the immune system's going to attack that. The immune system needs amino acids to repair itself. And so if you're attacking the proteins before they become amino acids, then your immune system can't repair itself. And so the condition of where whole proteins are finding their way into the bloodstream, that's called leaky gut. Now, what diverticulitis is, or diverticulosis, diverticulitis is inflammation of a diverticula. Diverticulosis is a disease where you develop diverticula as a result of, that's your body's way of solving the fact that it doesn't have enough surface area to absorb its food, so it creates extra surface area by producing these finger-shaped projections that come out of the wall of the intestines. And when you produce enough of those, you get valleys in between them, and food gets trapped within the valleys, and they start to putrefy, and then you get inflammation of those diverticula, and then you have diverticulitis. And the doctors will come in, and they'll cut the tops off of those diverticula, not fixing the problem, but taking the diverticula out. You got to come back every 5 years and have more removed, instead of giving people probiotics and making the problem go away all on its own.
So they could actually heal?
Oh, absolutely. The body created them. The body can uncreate them based upon what the needs of the body are.
That's certainly an important thing for people to take into consideration if they have that problem. Now, it is a little bit hard, I think, to make the leap between how these things that are happening in your intestine can have to lead to things like asthma and breathing problems and colds. And you said that it's because of the way these things are being absorbed in the body or not being properly digested by the body. So they basically, you have essentially what would be waste products traveling through your bloodstream. Is that?
Well, yeah. When one is exposed to antibiotics through medical treatment, through dental treatment, or from eating the foods that are treated with antibiotics, because 70% of our food, or 70% of the antibiotics manufactured in this country are put into our food. When we eat those, the dysbiosis results. You add dairy to the equation and mucus begins forming. If it affects the respiratory system, then you got asthma and bronchitis and sinus congestion. All of those things can result. It affects your bowel. You get congestion and stagnation, and then that creates more inflammation within the body. It just becomes, when you have those mucuses within there, they have a tendency to trap infection, which requires more antibiotics. And so it just becomes a vicious cycle, and nobody ever takes the time to get off of that cycle.
That's and definitely it's something that you really ought to do. You want to get off that cycle if you can. Now, I mean, we really laid out a lot of the issues that are going to come up, health issues that are going to be related to the overconsumption of sugar and what some of the problems that result. But now let's talk a little bit about this holiday and how do we deal with the kids that are enjoying this holiday, that are going out, that, from the perspective of a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old knocking on those doors and going up and being brave enough to confront the witch and say trick or treat. It's a kind of a scary thing, and they're really feel like they've accomplished something, and they're really doing a lot of work to get all this stuff, and that's their reward. So now we've got kids coming home, they've got all their bag of candy, we don't want them to eat it because we're the parents and we're thinking, this is not the best thing for our kids to do. What can we do to change that scenario once they're home?
Well, there's a couple things. The adults and the family, the mother, the father, the ones that are raising the children, they need to have a conversation with the children about what health is and what causes health problems to happen, and remind the child of the last time they were sick and what that was like for them, and give them a good, strong memory of what that was like, and ask them if they're interested in repeating that process or if they want to avoid that process, and help them understand how sugar contributes to that process, and do they really want to go out and collect a whole bunch of sugar and then eat all of it and create the sickness at home. And that would be a good place to start a conversation.
A lot of times with the young people, it's hard for them to draw what the consequences are. Actually, it's difficult for adults to get that sense really of what the consequences of doing something. We eat all these things and, it's dessert time and you have ice cream every night, or you have a piece of pie or a piece of cake, or you have that candy bar when you're feeling a little low of energy, and you're not realizing that there are going to be consequences over the long haul. Now we're dealing with kids who are looking at all this this stuff that they've got, and they don't really draw those. It's really hard to communicate what those consequences are.
Actually, it really isn't. And if you just sit down and have a knee-to-knee, eye-to-eye conversation with the kid and you help them understand the consequences, the only question a kid ever has is why. If you give them a strong enough reason why, then they'll know exactly what to do. They want to do the right thing. They understand what the right thing is. Is, you know, if I can teach a 3- and 4-year-old in my office the negative effects of eating sugar, and they actually choose to not eat sugar. You know, I had a 12-year-old. I was standing in a friend's house, and we were having a conversation, and he pushed through between us and went into the refrigerator and grabbed a bottle of soda out of the refrigerator. And I said, well, hold on a second. Let me show you something interesting. And I showed him how that soda would shut his body off and create weakness.
Yeah.
And without him ever saying a word, he put the soda back in the refrigerator and grabbed something else. And it's, you know, it's just kids. We as adults don't give kids credit for their level of understanding. They have a higher level of understanding than we think they do. Just because they haven't been formally taught it doesn't mean they don't understand relationships. And so give them the opportunity to make a choice, and they'll always make the right choice.
And I know you had some other ideas of what you could do to substitute for that, Cam, because they have done that hard work. They've gone out there and done all this. But you want to sort of give them some other kind of reward.
Well, if we change the tradition, and there's been other doctors over the years that have started to develop these kinds of things, and I appreciate the fact that they're kind of hearing my message and they're looking to change how they're doing things, or they've come up with a message all on their own. There are doctors who actually will take the candy from the kid. You bring the candy in to the doctor's office, and the doctor's office will actually give them a prize for turning the candy in, something that's actually more usable for them, like school supplies, like a shirt or for girls, you know, dolls or those sorts of things. And, you know, I don't have kids, so I don't have a tendency to buy these kinds of things. But at the end of the day, it's not much to go into to a toy store and see what the latest, greatest thing is. And you can go to a dollar store and you get a whole bunch of stuff for very little dollars. And you as a parent can offer an exchange. The parents who are handing stuff out, they can hand those sorts of things out that you can get bundles of at the dollar store. And it doesn't cost you very much. And, you know, just change what we're handing out and change the way that we perceive it. And let's do away with handing out sugar and suppressing kids' immunity all winter long.
Now, one of the things I'd like to, just as we conclude this show this week, is to just offer to people that one of the things that can sometimes happen to a parent is you try to explain something to your child, and because you're the parent, the child has a certain kind of resistance. But I've seen you in your office dealing with young children, and because you're not the parent and you're an outside force and you're an expert in your field, and they've gone into your office, you really are able to communicate a lot of these kinds of things to both the parents and the children in a way that they can understand and take home and get a new sense of value. And the fact that you make yourself available to answer questions and to help people with these health concerns, to let people reach out to you and have a conversation with you. And what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to call my office directly. The phone number is 845-561-2225 or 561- B-A-C-K, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K @spineboy.com. And listener, please understand, my purpose, my passion is to support people with their health and to give them the understanding that they need in order to be healthy. There's nothing more empowering and more heartfelt within my life than when somebody looks at me and they look me in the eye and they say, thank you very much, Dr. Rick, for helping me get my health back and for taking my family in a new direction. And everybody's doing so much better. We're all thinner. We all have more energy. We're not falling asleep at the wheel or falling asleep on the way to school or coming home from school or even in school because of the things that you've helped us to understand. And that is me serving my goal and my purpose in life. And there are no dumb questions when people come to me. I don't care where a person's at. Everybody can learn how to take better care of themselves. And that's what my job is.
Well, thank you for doing the show. Thank you for your practice. And I look forward to coming back next week and talking to you again.
Absolutely. So that's it for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed our Halloween show. It was a little bit different from what we normally do. We touched on a lot more different things other than just Halloween. If you have any questions, please feel free to get in touch with me. Thank you very much for your listenership. I really value the fact that you are out there listening. I don't know how many people listen or who listens, but I just hope that it's making a difference in your life. And if you ever have any concerns, please give me a call. So that's it for this week's show. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.